From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're your home for news, information, and today, some of the news stories you probably didn't hear a whole lot about in 07, but maybe you should have. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank. It's Thursday, December 13th, 2007. I'll tell you what's unreported, how lame it is having nothing in your apartment. The moving guys showed up yesterday, and they took every single, like, they were packing up lint. I did that service where they pack for you.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's
nice.
The most amazing thing, because they will pack garbage for you. Yes. Like, they will literally take it, wrap each piece of garbage up in tissue paper, and take it to Seattle for you.
Are you trying to tell us you didn't take out your garbage?
No, I did, but I'm just saying I could have had them pack my garbage, and that gave me a feeling of tremendous strength. On the other hand, there is now nothing in the apartment. I'm just walking around this freezing, cold, empty place.
Aww,
in Brooklyn.
Are you on an arrow bed?
I am on a fine arrow bed that is losing it's losing air at the rate of, maybe a third of its total every hour. So I have to keep waking up and reinflating it in the middle of the night.
A couple more days. You only have three more hours of the BPP.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell me about those hours, because I think they're going to be humdingers.
Yes. In this hour, we're doing our best of lists. I alluded to it at the top. We're going to look at Time Magazine's top 10 underreported stories from 2007.
And an amazing story from Robert Krulwich, which is almost always the thing that precedes saying Robert Krulwich's name in my mind. An amazing story, because that's what this guy cranks out. This is about how babies actually leave life-saving cells in their moms for years after they're born. It's the other side of the best of list that you're going to get into.
Yeah, our next best of list is the winners of the Dirty Diaper Awards, the Stinky Diaper Awards, actually, to be exact. It's not what you think. It's a dubious achievement in parenting and people's opinions about parents. There's a little bit of politics in this segment as well. We'll also go to Corver Coleman for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, we want to give you the BPP's big story.
I would imagine that there'll be a significantly large chunk of named players, and that upper-level management in Major League Baseball will get a lot of the blame.
Mm. Will there be an oh-my-God player on this list, you think?
I think there'll be more than one.
That was Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling talking to Boston sports radio station WEEI. Like a lot of the rest of us, he is looking to the release of a major report today that is expected to accuse at least 60 current and former ballplayers of taking steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs.
The Mitchell Report, as it's being called, is the culmination of an extensive investigation commissioned by Major League Baseball and led by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell. It reportedly names all-stars and MVPs and exposes a, quote, serious drug culture within baseball from top to bottom, end quote, according to one unnamed source who spoke with the Associated Press.
Now, the report is also expected to come down hard on both MLB Commissioner's Office and the Players Union for failing to take sufficient action despite knowledge of this growing problem in the sport. Now, the Players Union has largely refused to cooperate with the investigation, and only one current player, New York Yankee Jason Giambi, is known to have spoken to Mitchell. And Giambi only spoke under pressure for pressure from Commissioner Bud Selig.
One of Mitchell's main sources is reportedly Kirk Radomski, a former New York Mets clubhouse attendant. That means he was a bat boy, although he was not 12 years old at the time, just for reference. He pleaded guilty later on to steroid-related charges in April, and he's admitted to supplying players with performance-enhancing drugs from 1995 to 2005. Another source is reported to be the Albany, New York District Attorney's Office, which is currently investigating pharmacies for allegedly providing drugs to athletes via the Internet.
Albany.
What did I say?
Albany.
Albany.
In addition to naming names and placing blames, the report is expected to offer a variety of recommendations, including increased drug testing of players by an independent body. You're headed back to the West Coast. It's
That's
okay.
right. That is the BPP's big story, live from Albany. Albany?
Albany.
Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.